My brothers, my sisters in Islam and everyone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and welcome to this new video series titled Popcorn Addiction, or as it is commonly known, Pornography Addiction. So I thought to, inshallah ta'ala, launch this series and answer some of the most common questions that I always receive almost on a daily basis regarding popcorn addiction. So I'd like to clear the fog of the first question on the list right away and before wasting your time. And the first question is pertaining to the nature of the behavior itself. Is pornography really an addictive behavior? And how does it compare to other addictions? So the short answer to the questioner whether pornography is addictive or not is yes. Yes, it is addictive. But the answer is much more complicated than that. While porn addiction is not officially listed or recognized as an addictive behavior in the DSM-5 or the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual used by psychologists and psychiatrists to diagnose mental illnesses, there is mounting evidence suggests that actually pornography shares a lot of the characteristics of other behavioral addictions. So let's break it down to understand it even more, inshallah ta'ala. Addiction in itself is characterized by compulsive engagement in a rewarding stimuli despite a negative or adverse consequences. So you know that the substance or the behavior is harmful, and despite that, you do it anyway. With porn, we see very similar patterns to what I just described. Users report difficulty in controlling the behavior, they escalate to more extreme content, and they continue to use despite the negative impact that they have experienced on their lives, relationships, on the loved ones, on the career, on the religion, and so on and so forth. Now, neurologically, and I advise everyone to visit Your Brain on Porn, where there are plenty, tons of research on how pornography could change the chemistry of the brain, but there are plenty of research out there which shown that pornography activates the same reward circuit in the brain as drugs or gambling. You can check out the Cambridge study regarding this, or even the Indonesian study that I have witnessed by myself, which have shown the impact of pornography consumption on the prefrontal lobes and the changes that the physical changes the pornography can have on the physical, you know, reward circuit of the brain. Now, what is really more important to understand here is that, is it really impacting you negatively? Is it really interfering in your life and your day-to-day activities or not? If you're happy with it, I have nothing to tell you. I have nothing to convince you with. It's all up to you. It's your life. But what really matters here is that if porn consumption interferes in your relationship, in your work, in your studies, in your faith, then you've got a problem that you need to resolve. There are many people who are still debating this issue up until today, whether pornography is addictive or not, and so on and so forth. They say that it can never be addictive because there are no chemicals introduced to the human body. But by the same token, we can argue that gambling shouldn't be considered as addictive because it is also behavioral. There is no chemicals introduced into our body. Yet, according to the DSM-5, gambling is listed and recognized as addictive behavior. There is a whole study about gambling addiction. So why not pornography is listed or recognized as such if it shares the same exact patterns, the same exact cycle? So the debates will continue. There is no doubt about it. But for those who are struggling, for those who are going through hell, labels really doesn't matter anymore. In fact, label matters way less than the impact itself. So if pornography is haunting almost every good thing in your life and impacting you negatively in every step of the way, and that you're finding it very hard to stop, to quit on your own, then you've got an addictive behavior that you need to sort out. So the short answer for me would be, it doesn't really matter whether pornography is addictive or not. Is it impacting you negatively? Then it is worth looking for professional help to support you and to get you out of that maze. Call it addiction, call it compulsion, call it whatever you want to call it. If it's impacting your life, then you need to change. And the bottom line is, you will never be able to unstuck your life from this cycle by yourself. So I believe that pornography is absolutely an addiction that needed to be treated as a disease, because addiction itself is a brain disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us all from any addictive behavior, whether drugs or other inappropriate activities. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to overcome these challenges. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Please don't forget to drop your questions in the comments below. Perhaps I'll create a specific video to answer your questions with Popcorn Addiction series. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.